You're tuned in to Falcon Cast. I'm Matt Moore, next to Jay Adams, Reed Farron. We're in crunch time, aren't we, guys? But we still have, what I say, a chip in a chair. But if you don't win this Sunday, no more chips.
No more chips, no more chairs after this Sunday if you don't win.
The Falcons still control their own destiny, and that's all you can ask for in December, I would say. There's a lot of teams that are out of it. Some teams have clinched. The Falcons, the playoff starts now. And what better way to start than with your division rival, your most hated rival? You got to go to New Orleans to play the Saints.
Yeah, and, the Superdome has not been a kind place for the Falcons to play in recent years. I think since you've been here, what's your record?
I looked it up. I've been here since 2004. I've seen one win in the Superdome. And you're like, wait, I think they've won. Well, one of them was in the Alamo Dome. But then we've only won. I've only seen us win one time in the Superdome. So I'm looking for number two this week, Reed.
It'll be huge. I guess, obviously, it's the 90th career regular season matchup. Falcons lead 47-43. None bigger, like Coach Smith said, than this one because it's the next one. So let's go get it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what Coach has been saying has been great. It's, hey, this is what you want. You win this, you get to do it again next week, and then you win that one, and then you're in the tournament, and then it doesn't matter what everyone's record is.
Yep.
And for the Falcons, or whoever wins the NFC South, you get a home game. And that's huge. And then I think you got more chips in front of you there. That's good. And, hey, Reed, I wanted you to know, I did, when I was doing the filming this week in Coach Smith's office, I told him the chip in the chair, and he kind of paused for a second in Coach Smith fashion, and he said, "That's a pretty unique way to put it." So he liked it.
I'll second that, Coach. Yeah, I'll second that.
He liked it. But let's get into Sunday. We're not even going to talk about last Sunday. The 24-hour rule, it's time to focus on this game and its importance. One thing, you guys have been around Coach already this week. He's been kind of coy on Julio Jones. I haven't seen Coach kind of do this. He said, "I'm done with Julio watch. You'll know 11:30 Eastern time, 10:30 Central time when you're in New Orleans."
Yeah, and I think that's born out of, last week. Smitty said on Wednesday that he was really optimistic that he'll play, and that narrative kind of continued into Thursday. And then Friday, it became a doctor's decision. And so, things can change behind the scenes at the drop of a hat, and we've seen that. I mean, look at Robert Alford. We expected him to be back, 2 to 4 weeks after a wrist injury. Then all of a sudden, they check it out, and he's got to go in for surgery, and it ends his season. So this stuff changes all the time, and I know a lot of folks pay attention to the injuries because of fantasy football and whatnot. But just know things change constantly behind the scenes. That you can never predict these things.
And the thing that Coach Smith wanted to emphasize more than anything is it's not his decision. It's not Julio's decision. It's the medical staff, the team doctor's decision. They're going to take Julio and evaluate him and make the decision. So it's out of their hands at this point. Get it to the guys who are trained and experienced to decide if it's in the best interest of Julio, long-term, immediate, whatever. But it's their decision, and we'll find out Sunday before game time.